You're listening to the Recipe for Radiance podcast. I'm your host, Morgan Taddeo, and I'm so excited to provide you with a space where you get the nourishment to create a life that feels radiant and meaningful to you. Recipe for Radiance is where we celebrate individual journeys, honor our inner wisdom, and cultivate a supportive environment for growth and transformation. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Recipe for Radiance podcast. I am so grateful that you're here today, and I am so excited to be back and recording on the mic. I just love recording days, so I am happy to be here. Anyway, let me set the scene of what I've got going on. I'm currently sitting in a big comfy chair. I've got my podcast set up in front of me. I am drinking my morning cup of coffee. Right now, I have been loving the La Colombe beans, and we have a grinder, so I'll grind those up fresh, and I use the medium roast. I believe it's called the Nizza, and it is so good. And then I'll put a little bit of maple syrup, a sprinkle of cinnamon, and some grass-fed whole milk. Ugh, it is so good. I look forward to my morning cup of coffee. Basically every night before I go to bed, I'm like, oh my gosh, I cannot wait to wake up, have my breakfast, and then have my coffee. The only time I don't drink coffee in the mornings is if I'm close to my menstrual cycle. So towards the end of my luteal phase and then throughout my menstrual cycle, I switch to matcha. But beyond that, I'm typically a morning cup of coffee gal, unless of course I'm craving a matcha, then I'll reach for that. But yes, that is my current morning hyperfixation. You should definitely try it. It's just so, so yummy. Also, I feel like I have so many life updates to share, but I will try to keep it quick and concise and just share little tidbits. So as you guys know, I've been working on my yoga instructor certification and I am officially finished. Right now, I'm just doing a few more live hours so that I can register through the Yoga Alliance. It kind of just gives me more credibility. It's also providing me with a bit more experience. I am loving live sessions. I feel like I'm learning so, so much, and I truly cannot wait to bring this to you guys in one way or another. I have a lot of different ideas for how I want to move forward with this new certification. So definitely stay tuned for all of those updates. And also, probably the biggest and the most exciting life update is that I am officially an auntie, an aunt. Everybody says it differently. Some people say aunt, some people say aunt, but I'm just really resonating with aunt. So don't judge me. Anyway, so yeah, literally last week, my sister had her baby. I don't know if you've noticed, but I have been majorly MIA on socials and just about every other communication platform in my life, aside from my business and my clients. They have also had my full attention as well, but I have just been so immersed in this new chapter and really just trying to be there as a support for my sister and the baby and her family, and it has just been the most beautiful experience. I literally feel like I'm going to start crying, but it's because I'm just over the moon, excited and happy, and my sister is my best friend in the whole entire world. She is probably one of the closest female humans to me. And, you know, she's been in my life since the beginning. So to see her walk into this new era of life and just be the most amazing mom. Listen to me. My voice is quivering. I'm literally, I am such an emotional human, but yeah, it has just been incredible. And my niece is genuinely one of the cutest little beans on this entire planet. I might be biased, but I just think she is absolutely perfect. And it has just been a really fun past week or so, and I can't wait for what's to come. So that is, I guess, a really big life update. Aside from that, just been running my coaching business. I am a holistic health coach. I do one-on-one health coaching with female clients, everything from 10 weeks to 12 weeks. We really customize and personalize the program to you. I also provide a pantry transformation service, which is a one-off service, kind of teach you a bit more about nutrition. We dive into your pantry. We do some staples that you should have on hand based upon your bio individual needs, some things you can swap out. I also provide a service that's catered to corporate wellness and different businesses. So if you would like to bring in somebody to teach your staff about holistic health and well-being, then I could be your gal. But yeah, I've just really been diving into all of that a bit more, looking for ways to evolve my coaching practice. I have been a certified coach for 9 months now, which is crazy to me. I feel like the time has flown by, but I have learned so much about myself along the way, and I'm looking to niche down in different areas and kind of evolve my practice in different ways. So stay tuned for all of those updates, but it has all been good and dandy. And I bet you're wondering, what is today's episode about? Okay, so today's episode is something that you guys actually selected. I put up on my podcast Instagram all the time, you know, if there's any topics that you suggest, people you want to have on, let me know. I want this podcast to be a space for you to come and grow, learn new things. And I want it to be a comfort pod too. So something you genuinely enjoy listening to. I don't know if I'm the only person in this boat, but some podcasts have been overstimulating me lately. Like, I'm learning so much, but it's also information overload. So I never want it to feel that way. I really want it to be curated to what you're looking to learn in a way that feels comfortable and, I don't know, exciting to you. So anyway, today's topic is all about evening routines. You guys loved the morning routine episode, and as soon as that aired, I got messages saying, okay, can you now do an evening routine episode? Because I'm really interested in that. So here we are, we're doing it, and I'm super excited to dive in. If you know something about me, it's that I love evening routines. I feel like they help you to wind down, they help to ground you, and they recharge you for the day ahead. I think our evening routine sets the foundation for what our next day might look like. They allow us to let go of the day we had prior. So if you had a really stressful day, but you have a really grounding evening routine, you are going to go to bed in a much more restorative and peaceful headspace than you would if you just allowed that day and what happened throughout it to consume the entirety of your evening, right? So we really want this evening routine to be our closing shift. We're separating it from the day we had prior, and now we're moving into this new segment throughout our day that is focused on restoration, preparing our bodies for quality sleep. And essentially, it's us pressing a reset button. Something I love to recommend to clients that I have when we're curating these routines together is to set an intention for this routine. I think that creating an intention surrounding the evening routine helps you to stay more committed. It gives you this underlying motivation, an understanding of what you're trying to achieve throughout this routine that you've set for yourself. So some of my non-negotiables that are backed by research as well is to dim the lights. So I use soft-toned light bulbs around my home. They're a really gentle, warming light. I also know some people love to use red light bulbs. You can buy those right on Amazon. I actually have some linked in my Amazon storefront. I personally don't do this currently, but you never know. It might be something I will dive into eventually, but as of right now, the warm toned light bulbs really work well for me. No overhead lighting. We're really dimming it down. And we do this because we want to mimic a sunset. So mimicking a sunset inside our home might sound kind of funny, right? But it actually helps to cue natural melatonin production. And this is going to help the body to wind down, to get into that sleepy, restorative state. Also, I know I don't talk about supplements a ton. I will a little bit, but I really think supplementation is so bio-individual to the person, so I don't love to deep dive into that. However, I will say there is so much research behind magnesium glycinate, and taking magnesium before bed, about 30 minutes to an hour before you're going to hit your pillow, helps to relax the nervous system and the muscles, and it really helps the body to fall into that deep and restorative sleep. Another way to kind of help the body to wind down and absorb magnesium is through an Epsom salt bath. So if you're a bath girly, add some Epsom salt in there if it's your bath before bedtime. This can also help to relax the nervous system and the muscles. Another thing that I always, always, always recommend, and it is so annoying to some people, this is the hardest thing to do, it's a screen detox before bed. It's so vital to unplug from our screens about an hour before bed. You could switch to reading or journaling, or there is an option. One of my best friends actually showed me how to do this, and I'll link the tutorial in the show notes, but it's to put a red light setting on your phone. This is something I do every night after dinner. I'm really not big on looking at my phone before bed because it truly impacts my sleep so, so much. I have an Oura Ring which shows me all the data, and I know by now that just my phone before bed is a no-go for me. But this red light is going to help to block the blue light, and it's not as overstimulating for our body. So if you're having a hard time separating yourself from the phone before bed, I encourage you to try this red light setting. It's also probably going to make you want to put your phone down because it's just not that engaging when you're looking at a red light on your screen. You don't get the same dopamine rush as you would if you're looking at your screen in its normal coloring. If you're looking for an activity to lean into once you put the phone down and away for the night, I cannot recommend reading enough. I know reading isn't for everybody. If you like to write, maybe journaling, but I know not everybody is into journaling before bed, but you could do a brain dump, which is going to help you to kind of leave thoughts that are lingering in your brain behind. So it is a good activity if you're into it. However, back to the reading tangent. I have been loving to read before bed. I really ebb and flow with how much I read, and I kind of feel like it depends on the season of life. In the fall and the winter, kind of the colder months, I'm a huge reader. So something that I have currently done is purchased Kindle Unlimited. That's what I believe it's called. And I pay a monthly fee, which allows me to really read however many books I want. And I've done this because I was a big hardcover book girly. However, I was spending so much money on books because I am a fast reader. So I would go through like a book a week or every 2 weeks, and I was just racking it up in the book expenses. So Kindle Unlimited has helped me to save a ton of money. I have had to adjust to not flipping the pages of a good old hard copy book, which, you know, definitely had its grace period of me being sad, I guess, a little bit, the dramatics, you know. But I've been loving the Kindle, and there are settings on there where I can dim the lighting. I actually have a red light setting on there right now. So, you know, it's not harming my eyes before bed. I have blue light completely turned off, and I'm able to read as much as I want. And yeah, it's just been really nice. So let's talk about building a routine that works for you, because all of our routines are going to be unique in their own right. And that is because we are bio-individual beings. I feel like I need to make a t-shirt at this point that says bio-individuality or bio-individual, because I use that word all the time. It's a phrase that the schooling that I went to obtain my coaching certification used all of the time. And it's something that just really stuck and resonated. However, yes, we all want to have routines that work for us. And just because we see somebody on TikTok or Instagram Reels with this super aesthetic routine, it doesn't mean that it's going to work for us in the same way that it does them. So I want to preface by saying your routine does not need to be rigid. It does not need to be the same exact thing every single evening on repeat, unless that's what works for you. And it does not need to be time consuming. I'm not sitting here saying you need to do hours of an evening routine a night in order to get the results that you're looking for. You've just got to focus on what helps you personally to unwind. So some things that people love to implement are a good nighttime beverage, whether that's some sort of magnesium elixir or an herbal tea, something warming and calming to sip on, also maybe some light stretching or stillness. I know personally, I love to lay with my legs up the wall for a couple minutes every single evening, help with that lymphatic drainage. It's also a time to just be peaceful. But I think when it comes down to it, back to that word we used earlier, it's all about intention. It's not about perfection. And you need to create a nurturing space and foundation for yourself. So maybe if you're into exercises and you like a little bit of homework, take out a journal or just open your notes app on your phone and write a list of activities or things that feel calming to you. And I want you to kind of play around with this when it comes to your evening wind down structure and implement these things, see how they feel. If they don't resonate, remove it from the list, but kind of toy around and see what feels good to you, what helps you to get into bed in this relaxed and restorative state. I think when it comes down to it, a lot of it is trial and error. I know I have played around with my evening routine so many times, and also I've changed it. It really depends on the season of life that I'm in. My evening routine looks different at home than it does when I'm traveling. So really try to find what works for you and stick with that. Something else that can be really beneficial is ending the day with a reflection. Now, whether you're writing this down or just talking through it in your head, maybe go over some things you're grateful for. That gratitude practice really helps us with mindset shifts. And what are you ready to release? So for me, the other day, I had such an overstimulating day. And not that anything bad happened, it was just so busy. And I know a non-negotiable for me is taking time throughout my day to just breathe and be, separating myself from all technology, all socials, all the things, and just taking a moment for myself to breathe. And guess what? I was not very good at that yesterday. So when it came time for my evening routine, I could just feel in my body that I was so overstimulated. So something that really helped me to ground myself, aside from my evening routine practices, was to talk myself through what I wanted to release. What feelings was I storing in my body that were not serving me? And just taking a moment to kind of walk through that allowed me to feel a huge energetic release. Knowing that I did not need to hold on to these emotions was so validating for me, and it was freeing in different ways. So if you're looking for a little reflection to implement into your routine, I highly recommend doing this. All right, so we've talked a bit about an evening routine leading up to the time in which you climb into bed. Now I want to talk a bit more about the environment of your bedroom, because I think this is something that is skipped over when it comes to an evening routine, and I find that it is so important. So the number one thing for me is making my bedroom a decluttered space. Reducing clutter, I love to tidy up my space. I am someone who will go into my closet and just tear through everything, but I am trying to be better about tidying that up and just making it a neat space, picking things up off my floor, making my bed every single morning after I get out of bed. I suggest decluttering on a regular basis if you can, perhaps even weekly, daily. Just set a timer for maybe 10 minutes, pick up your bedroom, and allow that space to become a peaceful sanctuary for you. So when you walk in later in the evening, you don't have to worry about any of that. You just have to worry about getting into bed. The next thing I want to touch on, which we did spend some time talking about earlier, is lighting. So just like we want to have warm lighting around the house, we are not bringing LED lights, overhead lights, any of that into the bedroom with us. We really want to maintain that warm, soft lighting, especially in that hour leading up to our bedtime. Another thing that changes the game when it comes to sleep quality is your bedding. Having comfortable, breathable bedding that you just get excited to climb into every night Right now, we are loving the brand Brooklinen. I think my fiance and I, we switched about a year ago to Brooklinen bedding. It is comfy. It is cozy. It gets softer after every wash. They have luxe sateen. They have cotton. They have cashmere bedding. I highly recommend looking into it. And they have flash sales all the time. So just keep an eye out when they have a sale. I definitely recommend giving one of their bundles a go. So if you're in the market for that, prioritizing a good quality bedding, it makes all the difference. Something else that can really help to promote restful and deep sleep is different background noises. So things like frequencies, there's 528 hertz, which is known to help reduce anxiety. It can help the body to fall into a bit more of a restful sleep. Frequencies are fantastic. There's an app called Soak, which has a ton of different frequencies to choose from. I'll link them in the show notes. And then there's an app called the Superhuman app, which I've talked about before. They have frequencies on there as well that are catered to sleep. There's also things like white noise and brown noise. I know that Spotify has different playlists for this. You can also lean on something like the Hatch alarm clock. They have different options there. But again, I will link all of these options in the show notes for you, and you can kind of just play around and see if something resonates with you. If not, that's totally fine too. I just want you to have some options to play with. Another huge thing that is being talked about a ton when it comes to conversations surrounding sleep is the temperature of your room. A cooler room temperature can promote better sleep. Ideally, you want to aim from anywhere between 60 to 67 degrees Fahrenheit, 15 to 19 degrees Celsius, I think that translates to. And you really want to find that comfort zone. You want to be able to put your bedding layers on you. You want to be able to get cozy in bed, but a cooler room is just going to help you to sleep better. And the last thing we'll kind of dive into to close out this episode, whether we're talking about the environment of your bedroom or the wind down routine that you are curating, it really is all so unique to you. I want you to lean into the things that feel organic to you, the things that resonate. It should be something that is almost a seamless addition to your day, something you look forward to leaning into. And your bedroom environment should be a space that feels like a sanctuary. I feel like I say this a lot, but you're gonna see things on Instagram and TikTok and just different social platforms where you see people leading different lives, showing you a peek into what works for them. And I think it's such an exciting resource to utilize for ideas. But just keep in mind that what works for somebody else might not always work for you. Some of the things that I've shared with you today might resonate and others may not. And that is totally okay. This is a space where you can come and learn and grow. You take what you want, leave what you don't. And I just want to see you thrive. So I love that we took some time to talk about evening routines and just setting ourselves up for success when it comes to a night of deep and restorative sleep. I would love to hear what your favorite part of your evening routine is, if you currently have one, or if you're building one out. What is working for you? Did you take anything valuable away from this episode? You can reach out to me on my podcast Instagram at Recipe for Radiance Podcast, or you can reach out to me on my personal Instagram at Morgan Taddeo. I love hearing from you, and I'm genuinely just so proud of you for taking the initiative to show up for yourself in different ways. Let me know what kinds of topics you want to hear on upcoming episodes, and I will start planning for them. All right, guys, I hope you have a beautiful rest of your week and a fabulous weekend. I hope the sun is shining wherever you are, and I can't wait to chat soon. Bye. Thank you so much for listening. A new episode of Recipe for Radiance will drop every Thursday. Be sure to subscribe and rate the podcast. I want to hear from you, so follow at Recipe for Radiance Podcast on Instagram and send in all of the topics and questions you'd like to hear about. I'm so grateful to have you as a part of this amazing journey. I'll see you next week.